Hey, you guys, I'm actually recording this. I'm actually finished with the show, which I've already recorded. And after I finished, I saw there were several things that occurred. One, I had said I was going to do a reading for Charity Barrett, which I never did because I got distracted and I just did all the 12 signs and I did Nefer, but not Charity. And so I'm going to do that. And then there was a young lady who showed up out of the blue named Sasha. It was Sasha. I'm going to do her. She doesn't expect it. And I'm going to actually do these and I'll stick them on the... Yeah, Sasha Campbell. I'm going to do these and surprise people and then stick it on the page. And they're going to be like, what? I didn't see that the other day. Where'd that come from? Oh, what? She got my card. What? Mm-hmm. I got, ooh. It came out upright, too. Ah. Charity girl. Oh, Charity. Oh, girl. It don't matter what else come out because I'm already down with Charity anyway. But girl, you don't even know what I just hooked you up with. Lord, popping right out of my head. It didn't even give me a chance. It was like, no, this is all about Charity. So I was like, what? Okay, we're having my own conversation about it. Oh, what? I'm serious, Charity. The cards are popping out for you. Oh my God, it's doing it again. Almost. I'm freaking out actually now. You got a storyline, obviously. I haven't even... they're just like popping out. Like, we want to be read and read them. Okay, let me see. What is anything else for Charity? What is going on? Miss Charity Barrett, what are you trying to tell this young lady? What are we telling Charity? I know you're trying to tell us something. Lord, this child. What? Oh, what in the... Wow. Whoa, I am. Yeah, I think this is about to... Oh, my goodness. This is, okay, what in the world? I'm going to put that back in there and pray because, Lord, she got a whole storyline already. Let me just see. I mean, and cards just keep wanting to come out. What are you doing, Charity? Lord. I will say the ones, even the ones I'm not taking, it's all telling me about industry, working hard. I mean, it just is. There I was, devil, Capricorn. Because Capricorn is the devil, and the moon has come out twice. So the only thing, I have not pulled it out, but I've seen the moon, and I've not taken it. Twice I've seen the moon in my hand, but it's not come out. So, like, I've seen it, but it's not coming out of my hand. So I'm going to give it a couple more shuffles. And if it don't come out, it ain't meant to come out. And actually, I'm okay with that because the moon can indicate some things. Now, there's one more. What is that? That's like, help me. Charity, I got to take that because that popped out. But, man, you got a storyline. So let me tell you what this is, because it's a couple of cards that came out, all right? But it's a storyline. And I'm going to start with the first card, because it's amazingly, no matter what goes on, Charity, we're good, okay? Because you are the star. You're the star, honey. And nothing's going to take care, nothing's going to get rid of that. Understand? So no matter what else I read about with this, this is something that's irrefutable, okay? You're the star. That's not, so, and that's you. It was the first card, so you're the star. And you are. You are. You've got good things coming your way. Success. I'm going to actually read the official, you know, meaning that she gives for it so you can see what I mean, you know. The star. there is a sense of loss. So you could be coming out of a sense of loss, individual, material, hope, reflection, a great time of hope for the future and reflection on achievements, a time to look back on your life with great hope for the future. Good things are on the way. It's a wonderful card. It is one of the best cards, Charity. And I see the star, I know I'm dealing with something big. Now, I don't know how this six of, cookie is at the end. I'm like, weren't you at the end? But the next card you got was the Knight of Staves. And this is usually an indication, if I'm not mistaken, of travel. But let me just make sure of looking forward, you know, to something in the future. So just like the star, you're looking forward to your future. Yeah, this is movement of all kinds, residential move, sometimes a distance, like a traveling distance. You may be taking a trip soon over a long distance. Now's a good time to change where you live. And if you're going to leave a situation, this is the time to do it. So I would definitely make that move if you're going to make a move. But yeah, travel or movement, actually. And then after that, you got the Hermit. And I think you, Charity, like myself, we work so darn much on our businesses and what we're doing that we hermit out. You know, we're always busy. We're always working. We're always doing something. And so we sometimes forget to do the things that that we should be doing. Now, this is what it says here about the Hermit, because I want you to have the official meaning. It says loneliness, solitude, betrayal, incorrect actions or dealings, and introspection. It's a time of being alone, a time away from the world. Look at your life and consider it carefully. Rest and relax and find the answer. Loneliness may occur and betrayal by others may occur. So heal, heal. I don't know if you've been through anything like that, and hopefully you don't have to go through that, because you got the King of Staves next, okay? And that's good. That tells me that at the heart of everything, you've got some power there. The King of Staves is a dominant male, a good heart, old-fashioned, often married, straightforward, but it's an honest person. It just shows me that you're an honest person, not afraid to lead. And I think it's you, actually. This person can listen and advise wisely. And if it's not, then there's a King of Staves that might be advising you. So, you know, that's wonderful. Someone maybe that you can trust. And the next card that you got out was the Wheel of Fortune. And this is indicative that anything is possible. And also it is, it just shows that, well, you have a lot of things ahead of you, Cherry. It's a card of like journey. Like there's so many different options that you could actually participate in. So here it says personal journey, happiness, positive results, opportunity, abundance, prosperity, luck, advancement, and destiny. I say it's your destiny, Charity. New events bring positive change. Your life continues. Look for opportunities and expect success. Possibly the conclusion of a recent event for the better. So start fresh and look for abundance. And then you got the Six of Staves. And that is a card of integrity, or actually that's a card that shows achievement. Because do you see how far ahead he is on his competitors? Do you see all his competitors down here? He way up here. They can't touch him. They can't touch you, Charity. A card of achievement. Also important news vital to making other decisions. You may expect some good news very soon concerning decisions you may face. Your hard work will soon pay off its victory. Victory! Charity, you got some victory. And as if that one king was not enough, girl, you got another king up in here. This is the King of Coins. This is telling me right now you're going to make money. It's called money. Money. But in here it says caring. Caring. I always give my street version, and then I'll tell you the real version. But it's a formidable man of financial means. Connection, status, acquired wealth, excellent person for economic or romantic attachment. It's a time to use your abilities for economic status. Do you hear me? Use your abilities for economic status. Ain't that what we've been talking about, Charity? Lord. And as if that wasn't enough, bam! Here it is. You got the Ten of Coins. Girl, it's all good in the hood. You got this. You win. Everything. You get this. And you have the ability to manifest it because you're the magician. You know, sometimes we doubt ourselves, especially if you have something going on, like maybe ill health or something like that, because the magician always indicates something like that. But you have everything inside of you to make magic happen, okay? Everything. You have everything you need to make magic happen. Remember that, okay? And here is that Seven of Staves. I was going to say it before when I looked at the Six of Staves. This is the card of integrity and fortitude. So no matter what, you are doing this from a sense of integrity, from a place of integrity. You're going to win, I'm telling you. Well, I think so. And the reason why I believe so is that you're a giver. You are a giver. This is a card of giving and receiving. It's appreciation. It's time to reap the rewards of the hard work you have done. And it's Thanksgiving. You may receive unexpected money. It's a time of economic gain. And if your hand is out to give, the other is going to receive. Girl, everything that you put in, you're going to get back. You got this, Charity. You got this, all right? So that's my reading to you, Charity. I want you to know, because first of all, you know I'm banking on you, Charity, and I never bank on a loser. Mama always picks a winner, and I know you are a winner, okay? Wow, that's beautiful. So I'm going to do another one. Let me find her. What was her name? Let's see here. Sasha Campbell. She just came and said hi. But that's all it is to show up on my radar. And I got you now, Sasha Campbell. So let's see. We're going to do a really quick reading for her. Let me first cut these cards for Sasha Campbell. See if it tells me any special message for you this week, Sasha. What do you like to tell Sasha Campbell? What are we telling Sasha Campbell? I know we got something to tell her. What are we telling Sasha? I know we got something to do. I got a message. I can feel it. Sasha needs Scott. It's something supposed to be coming out of Sasha. What are we telling Sasha? I'm waiting to see if I got a popper in there. Oh, there it is. Tell me what else you're going to tell Sasha. What else is there? What are we telling Sasha? What does Sasha need to know? What's the message for Sasha? Show me clearly what we're telling Sasha. What is Sasha's message? What are we telling Sasha? Let me know. A popper would be nice right now, so I can get this over with. Oh, go tell Sasha. I know you want to tell her something, so that's why I'm continuing this. I don't think this message is over. I think there's still something in here that I'm supposed to be. Oh, yep, but these are not poppers, so I'm a little bit concerned. Tell me. There we go. Are you telling anything else? This is it. This is your last time to speak. Going once, going twice. There it is. And this is it. There it is. Yeah, I knew you had something else to say. All right. So Sasha Campbell, you got your story too. You know, you started out right away with, integrity and fortitude. It came right out at you. So whatever is going on, you, my friend, have integrity and fortitude, okay? So no matter what, remember that, okay? And this is actually, I think, your actual strength. Like, you have this integrity and fortitude because you have strength. Okay. Yep, strength. You're going to win, too, by the way, I think, between the integrity and fortitude and the strength, because with the integrity card, it says the card of integrity and conviction. It's a stable position when faced with any opposition of any sort. So there it's talking about opposition, right? And then it says, keep your strengths and beliefs even when others challenge you. So now it's talking about challenges. And then it says, you're right. Even though you may be outnumbered, you'll win. And then I got strength. So if you're in any kind of battle or anything like that, you are stronger than your opponents. You are going to win. You are going to achieve your goals. You're above your enemy. So don't overreact. Confront any bad situations. Don't hide from them, because you have strength and discipline and bravery. And this is a time of great strength for you, Sasha. And next you got the Page of Staves. Now the Page of Staves is interesting because this is a card that talks about getting important news. Like it's someone who's going to tell you truthful news, but it's news. Someone that's going to bring some kind of important information to you in some way. And it could be a good person, someone confident and arrogant, tailored and devoted and well-educated, head for business, that type of thing. So, but you might get some news from that person. And here you ended up getting the Magician too, because I think you too will have the ability to manifest what it is you most desire. So remember that. Like if things aren't going your way, remember you do possess the ability to manifest what you most desire. And the next card that you got was the Page of Swords. This tells me that either you're checking someone out or stalking them, or someone might be checking you out, stalking you, seeing what you do, following you on Instagram or Facebook, just trying to get in your business and know everything you're doing. You could be going through that. So please be aware. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. And then you got the Four Coins. This is telling me that you might be someone who is holding on to like money or what little bit you got, even if it's a relationship. It might not even be everything, but you'll hold on to it the last minute, like with everything. Like I'm holding on. I don't want to let that go. You know what I mean? You're holding on to that like for dear life. And you might feel a need to be territorial, materialistic, but also I just have a feeling it might be because of, a partner. Like you might have to feel like I gotta protect what I got. Whatever is going on, let the past go. Let it go. And let the fighting go. The fight is over. So if there was a situation where you had to fight for someone or something, that fight is over now. Okay, let it go. Because if you persist in it, I mean, it's just like devil energy. You know what I mean? It deceit and lies and deception and stuff like that. And just messing with your head. Don't do that. This can really cause trouble, the devil card. I mean, I'm a Capricorn. And this card is usually indicative of Capricorn. But I think it's more than just a Capricorn. I think it's just like the lies and deceit that we tell ourselves. You need to really watch that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes we'll tell ourselves things like lies and stuff, especially if we've been through things in the past, things that have hurt us that we can't seem to get out of emotionally. And so we'll get into this deep, dark place, like the devil place, that dark, what do they call it? The dark side of the sun or whatever. And, the dark side of the moon or whatever it is. You know what I mean? When we get to that darker or our deeper, darker natures and I just came out of that. The dark night of the soul, that's what it's called. And I hope that you haven't been going through that, because if you went through a breakup or something like that where you had to compete and you weren't sure you were going to win, and now you might even got the guy, but now you question if he's sincere. And, it just sets up a whole ugly scenario. And so you might keep looking back at that and thinking, are we really done with that? But let me tell you, you end it with the King of Staves. And this is what it says. A dominant male good heart, old-fashioned, often married, straightforward. So if at the end of the day, you're dealing with someone honest. It's an honest person who's not afraid to lead, and it's a person who's going to listen and advise wisely. The other girl, Charity, ended up with a card like that too. And I feel like someone's coming in your life that you can talk to, maybe even a mate if you don't already have one, a partner that will be a good advisor, someone that you can talk to that has, you know, it's going to tell you the right things. They're not going to go, yeah, smoke up your butt. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So, Sasha, I hope that this resonated with you in some way. I just saw your little name out there and I saw Charity. I realized I didn't do your readings and I wanted to come back and do something really super quick so that I could get these done. And because I really hate when I forget things like that. All right. So sending out much love, much light, many blessings to you. And I'll see you at astrologylookinside.com and on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/astrologylookinside.com. Astrology Look Inside. Okay. All right. I'm out of here. Okay. Bye.